Hey there, awesome listeners. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. And today, we're diving into something super important, embracing imperfection and learning to love the beautifulness that is you. Ever feel like you're constantly falling short? Like there's this invisible checklist you're failing miserably at? You know, the one with perfect body, achieving everything, always being happy, and a whole bunch of other unrealistic expectations we put on ourselves. Well, guess what? That checklist is a load of BS. And it's time to chuck it out the window and embrace the beautiful reality of being human. Here's the deal. Life is messy. It's unpredictable, it throws curveballs, and sometimes you trip, stumble, and land flat on your face. But that's okay. That's all part of the adventure, right? It's these imperfections, these little stumbles and missteps that actually make us human. They tell our story, they shape who we are, and ultimately, they make us more relatable and more interesting. So, how do we actually embrace imperfection? How do we stop chasing this mythical perfect version of ourselves and start loving the beautiful chaos that is life? Let's break it down. 1. Redefine success. Forget about that checklist I mentioned. What does success truly mean to you? Maybe it's feeling content with your life, having strong relationships, pursuing your passions, or simply making a positive impact on the world. Remember, success is subjective. It's about living authentically and finding joy in the journey, not just reaching some arbitrary destination. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That little voice in your head that's constantly criticizing you. Yeah, the one that says things like you're not good enough or you should be doing more. Time to shut it down. Recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Challenge them with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. 3. Practice self-compassion. Imagine you had a best friend who was going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Now, treat yourself the same way. Be kind to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and remember that everyone makes them. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for some huge milestone to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate those small victories every day. Did you finish a challenging task? Cooked a delicious meal? Showed up for someone who needed you? Give yourself a pat on the back. These little wins add up and remind you that you're capable of amazing things. 5. Embrace your uniqueness. Stop trying to fit into some mold or be like everyone else. You're perfectly unique, with your own quirks, talents, and experiences. Embrace what makes you different because it's what sets you apart and makes you special. Think about a time when you were putting way too much pressure on yourself to be perfect. Maybe it was for a big presentation at work, or a date night, or even just trying to clean your house perfectly. Now think about how much easier and more enjoyable things could have been if you had simply relaxed, let go of the need for perfection, and embraced the moment. You know, I remember this one time when I was performing stand-up comedy at a club. I completely bombed. My jokes fell flat, the audience was silent, and I felt like wanting to disappear. But instead of getting discouraged, I decided to just have fun with it. I started making light of my mistakes, interacting with the audience, and even improvising some new material on the spot. You know what? The crowd loved it. They were laughing, clapping, and even cheering me on. That night taught me a valuable lesson. Sometimes, the best way to handle failure is to just embrace it. Don't take things so seriously, have fun with the process, and remember that everyone messes up sometimes. That's what makes life interesting. So there you have it. Embrace imperfection, love yourself for who you are, and remember that life is a journey, not a destination. It's about enjoying the ride, learning from our mistakes, and growing into the best versions of ourselves. Now go out there and make some beautiful messes. Remember, I'm always here to help you on your journey. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the Stoic Revolution going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.